This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast. We're getting some explicit content on the podcast today, courtesy of Aisling Bonner. She's been telling us all morning, wait until the podcast. I've news.
Yeah, what have you got?
A few funny stories that happened
on the
trip.
Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, back from Vietnam.
She's gotten a lot of welcome backs at this stage now.
I have, you know, in fairness, you said a few, but they're always welcome.
We haven't got one on the podcast.
Thank you. This is true. So a few things obviously happened on the trip that I couldn't really bring to the show. A few explicit stories, lots of drunk nights. No joke, it's actually not really about drunk night. But when we were in Vietnam, we did this like 3-day excursion thing, and it was called the Ha Gia Loop. And I say it properly because at first I told people in the airport where we were going, and I was like, the Ha Giang Loop. And he was actually like, what? And I was actually like, burr, 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 burr. And then he was like, Ha Gia. And I was like, oh yeah, actually, that's definitely more correct.
Ha Gia Loop.
Ha Gia Loop. So you basically do this big excursion, 3 days on motorbikes. And we all had like an easy rider, which is like a person who rides the bike and you sit on the back.
Did you get to ride it at all? No.
No, no. Ah. You needed a license, but I also didn't have a notion to ride it at all. I was happy enough on the back. And you start off in a certain hostel and then you drive around for like 8 hours in the day and then you stop at the next hostel and then the same again. So you stay in like 3 different places all along.
What about your bits and bobs? Are they in the bike as well?
Yeah, you have to pack it all into a small bag on the back of the bike for 3 days.
All right.
It's kind of nice to just have like one small bag for the 3 days. But the riders were kind of funny. Like some of the girls would be having a bit of chats with them. Like I was having a small bit of chats with my lad, but then some of them were completely like mute, had basically no English,
right,
so they weren't
okay.
Like chatting to us. But in the evenings, they would come around with this stuff called happy water. And it was like, came in like a clear bottle with like no label on it or whatever. So one of the nights we were flat out doing the happy water. I think we did like 7 shots of happy water within an hour. They were just like bringing it around. It tasted like a mix of vodka and tequila.
Okay.
And it was weird because nobody was like really getting sick from it. And we were like, you know, if you did 7 shots.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you'd be an absolute.
Now, they're small ones, but still, like, you'd be in a hoop. But we were absolutely lit within like 20 minutes. We were literally like half asleep and then we were wide awake and we were absolutely buzzing.
Class.
We Googled the happy water later to see if you can maybe bring a bottle home or whatever. Mm. And it's like basically like moonshine. So no, you can't buy it. And then there's like a UN security article about it. And it says that happy water from Vietnam has been tested and contains traces of meth.
No.
Ketamine.
No.
What? MDMA. Tramadol.
What?
All the drugs.
Holy shit.
Now, we obviously don't know if that was in what we had, but like it was mental.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was so funny because like 2 days later when we looked it up and we were literally like,
like we're meth heads.
Did you feel weird? We definitely felt like very giddy. And I mean, you would be after that, but like we weren't like sloppy.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And like after about an hour, it was kind of like we were grand again.
Right, okay.
Weird.
That is so bizarre.
I know,
man.
It was mad.
You would have got some fright, lads.
I know. Yeah, I was like, thank God nobody looked this up like on the night or whatever. Yeah, that would be a disaster.
That would be such
a
bad buzz.
Like, yeah, me too.
Oh my God. I got
really?
I need to make myself sick.
I'd be too thick. I think I'd be Googling before I took it.
Really?
I'd just be too nervous.
But like, sure, yeah, we're all just thick. We're just like, yeah, we'll drink the water.
But you kind of feel as well like when you do this and a local person is giving it to you, you're like, this is just part of the culture, guys.
Yeah, it's the tour. Like the tour guide is giving it to you.
Oh yeah, well that's fair enough.
Yeah. So then that was that night was kind of like the biggest night on the thing. And the next morning when I went down to my bike, my driver wasn't there. Like everybody was lining up and I said, do you know where Bach is? And then he was like, he kind of giggled and he was like, oh, he'll be here in a minute. And driver was grand. Like he was kind of quiet as he usually was.
I'm obsessed with his name is Bach.
Bach, yeah.
Are you sure this is his name and he wasn't just telling you where to get on the bike?
No, he did say, yeah, imagine.
The Bach.
No, I think it was Bach. But then when we got off, we stopped off at a place to get coffee and the leader comes up to me and he pats me on the bike and back and he goes, your driver very tired today, very tired. Very busy night for back, right? And then he goes,
no.
And he does a hand motion of just basically.
And who?
He got the ride. My lad.
One of your mates?
Not with anyone we know. Wasn't with anyone on the tour. So he must have gone out in the town or whatever. But he was like, 1.5 hours sleep for back. So then I'm going on the bike.
At the back of
him. For like 8 hours with this lad who's had 1.5 hours sleep. I realised that like at every stop he was asleep on the back of the bike.
No way.
I had to buy him, he was like, you buy him coffee. And then he was like, more coffee for back. Every stop I was like, come on. For back, right? And then then this lad comes up as your man's telling me that back got the ride or whatever. This lad comes up and just like does the motion in my face and just goes, banana massage.
Oh my God.
All the time then for the rest of the day, they were all looking at me going, banana massage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was so funny.
And did they make the hand gesture?
Yes, he made the hand gesture.
Sorry to say it. A wanking. Oh, dear.
Yes,
me.
Granny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, you're such a loser.
I was like, a wanking.
A wanking. A wanking.
Feck off.
Oh my.
I'm not even slagging you, Emma, because I would have been like that.
Oh, it's amazing.
A wanking. A wanking. What a fucking podcast intro this was.
Yeah. I hope that's okay to put out there, isn't it? I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong.
You did nothing wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong either.
No, I was just here having a great time.
Grant. None of us did anything wrong.
Grant. Well, you did meth.
Let's go. Wicker, wicker.
Hello and good morning. It is 3 minutes after seven this Tuesday, the 9th of April. Emma, Dave and Aisling's just taking her seat now. Wouldn't be like her. Hi.
Hello, guys. Great to be back.
Good to see you, Parry.
Barely in there.
Just sitting down, 7:03 on the dot as planned.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We've waited long enough. Did you bring us any presents?
This is the thing, right? I realised, I was going around and I was like, I have to get something for the show. And then I was going,
that's very impersonal, Aisling.
You don't say
something for the show, say for my friends.
Well, that's what I mean. I meant for the gang and work. And then I thought to myself, I went to Hawaii and I brought them back lovely presents. And I went to Japan and I brought them back lovely presents. And I have never gotten a present in return from your holidays. So I did something a bit generic and I got you two boxes of sweets.
Oh,
and
no.
You'll be happy with that.
Oh, thanks, Aisling. Vietnamese sweets,
right? One set is a cappuccino flavoured sweet.
Oh, that's right. Emma's. That would be Emma's cup of tea, I'd say.
Well, we'll all
cup
give it a go.
Cup of coffee, I'd say.
Copy the new routine. Start the day with a coffee sweet.
Okay, right.
So I'll throw
Thank
it over
you,
one
Aisling.
Of them.
Cheers, guys.
Hey, that's all you're getting.
Thank you.
Little sweet.
Oh, God, it's very small. Very small.
It is quite small.
Is there caffeine in this?
Okay.
If you can decipher what's in that, then fair play to you.
What's the other thing?
It gives me Werther's Original vibes. Are you going to have it?
No, I won't have it just in case there's caffeine.
Oh, it's kind of like a sucky.
Mm.
All right.
What's the other one? It looks like a Calippo.
Oh, God. This is kind of some Willy Wonka type of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
You know, when she's like, There's like maple syrup running down my throat. Look what it feels like.
She's home from Vietnam. You have a lovely little glow. You know you're in the sun.
I said to my boyfriend Alex yesterday after about 2 hours, I said, you haven't mentioned anything about my tan. And he goes, he's part Greek, so he doesn't register an Irish tan.
Yeah,
I said,
fair.
Well, I have a colour. Take a look at this line.
You do look gorge.
Thanks, guys.
7:05, good morning. A lot's gone on since you've been away, Ash, on this very show.
I bet.
Oh, I keep forgetting to pull your mic.
What the hell? Oh my God, sorry, what the hell is this?
No, don't worry, you have a voice on this show.
My mic wasn't even up.
Honestly,
I'm in the door 10 minutes and she doesn't want me on.
I'm just so used to the two, I just completely forgot.
It was lovely, wasn't it, Emma? It was nice to just put the two up.
Why do we always make people feel so insecure when they come on this show? Let's not do that. But we will fill you in on everything that you have missed after 8 this morning.
Oh, I can't wait.
And until then, you're hearing nothing.
Yeah, and three presenters now from now on, Emma.
That's it, three.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Two, three.
Michael Marcaggi now. This is Scared to Start at Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Michael Marcaggi and Scared to Start on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Do you know who you should ask? You should ask Michaela Hayes at 10 o'clock now how to pronounce him.
She gets it right.
She does.
All the time, yeah. That seems like a secret joke. I've just been told via from Michaela to Callum to me that I was pronouncing his name wrong and now I'm like, Marcaggi.
Marcaggi.
Wrong, apparently.
No, Marcaggi
is right.
Right.
I've only been here 10 minutes and I already know that. Me and Michael. Going way back.
You're tight.
It's the first time you heard that song, Aisling, isn't it?
It's like, who the hell is this lad? I'm going to let you in on a little show secret for my first day back and say, This will shock you now, that out of the three of us, generally, on a given morning, I am the one who comes in the latest.
Shocking. Mm.
I come in at about 6:18, it's getting to these days. It's supposed to be between 6 and 6:15.
To be fair, it's always been 6:18. I always thought it was 6:18.
You're consistent.
No, it used to be 6:17.
Did it?
Yeah, and in a few months it'll be 6:19.
About 3 years, you're not going to be here at all.
Say nothing. And I'm a bit of a late queen. I'm kind of late for a lot of things. And on Twitter the other day, I came across a thread about another late queen. And her name is Miss Lauryn Hill.
Right.
Maybe if you don't know Lauryn Hill, she is an amazing rapper. She's very well regarded.
Some people say a late queen. They say almost as if they're dead, but Lauryn Hill's not dead.
Oh, not a late queen.
She just is late sometimes.
She's late a lot of the time. She sings Killing Me Softly with his song. She sings this banger. Guys, you know you better. Watch out. Some girls. '90s, very cool, and she's still gigging a lot of the time, and her gigs are very kind of like well respected, and people like really really love a Lauryn Hill gig apparently, but apparently she is often/always late to her gigs.
Oh, she's one of them.
Yeah, when you look up artists who are often late to gigs, she is on every single list. She's top of the list.
Really?
And the thread that I read on Twitter about this started with a tweet saying this: at the Lauryn Hill concert, it starts at 8:30. It's 8:55. I'll keep y'all posted. LMAO.
I saw that tweet. Yeah. I didn't know what it was about, though. I was like, what a weird thing to tweet. Like.
Everybody, I did too. I was like, what's going on? And everybody in the comments was like, why are you doing this to yourself? Like, she ain't going to be here for hours. Like, why are you even there? Whatever. So the thread continues. Next tweet is, DJ just confirmed for the crowd that she is here. She already knows what the deal was, LMAO. Like, that's the DJ being like, she's here.
Yeah, don't worry.
9:36, DJ still playing, lol. 9:54, the DJ says, ladies and gentlemen, we are only a few minutes from Lauryn Hill hitting the stage.
Oh my God.
10 o'clock, the DJ, Miss Hill is minutes from hitting the stage. 10:09. Lauryn Hill is standing right behind the stage. Let's hear it, y'all. And the person says, the DJ giving Lauryn location updates like the Santa tracker on Christmas Eve.
She's getting gradually closer to the microphone.
She's right behind the She doesn't come on until 10:30. 21 minutes, she's right behind the stage, y'all.
If you're somewhere like at the Three Arena, that's not much good to you because you only have a license till a certain time. You got to go.
Like. This is the thing I don't understand. Like, I'd be so, like, nervous that she's then going to perform for literally a half an hour. Yeah.
Do you think her manager is, like, have to have, like, fake hands of hers? But, like, she's right backstage and they just stick out these hands.
This is a hologram.
Yeah.
So I did a deep dive, as I said, and I really couldn't find anybody as bad as Lauryn Hill, but there are a few kind of nights in the history of gigs that seem to follow artists around. People won't stop talking about them. One of them being the notorious Believe tour gig of Justin Bieber in 2013.
Okay.
It was a gig in the O2 in London. All the Beliebers lining out. He didn't come on stage until 10:30 himself.
Oh, God.
He was 2 hours late.
Oh, no.
That's
and apparently,
so bad.
He was playing video games backstage. Justin
That's
Bieber
right.
in his teenage era.
Yeah, I don't know why. That gives me a different vibe to Lauryn Hill. I'm like, Lauryn, you take your time, girl.
Yeah, with Justin, I'm like, get up there. Like,
how dare you?
Boy.
How dare you?
You little brat. Earlier this year, Madonna was sued for being 2 hours late to her gig. She was supposed to come on at 8:30, came on at 10:30.
But was she sued because she was late, though, or because she played too late?
No, she was sued by fans.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
For coming on too late. She played until 1 a.m., though.
Oh, wow.
So at least that.
Again, it's all fun and games till you missed your last train.
Honestly,
and you can't get home, and there's throngs of people on the streets.
That would be a nightmare for us.
Yeah.
We'd have been gone. And back in 2008, Kanye took the absolute biscuit. He arrived on stage late, hours late, to a music festival at 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Came on at 4 a.m.
Fair play.
A.m.
That's our Kanye.
Do you remember the rumours last summer that he was arsing around EP and he was?
He was there, yeah.
I feel like no one really deep dived enough the fact that in Stradbally County Leash last
Kanye
year,
Kanye West was there.
Kanye West was just rocking around the arena.
And who knows, he may have come on stage at 4 a.m.
We
would have been kicked out of the arena at that stage, but you never know.
That is just mad.
Yeah, so I actually want to go to a Lauryn Hill gig now and track this.
Sometimes
track
it does make
progress.
Sometimes it does make me nervous in the Three Arena when it does hit 9:30 and you're like, alas, we're six. It's 25 to 10 now. You know, it's like it is pushing on a little bit.
100%. It's annoying.
Yes. I'm looking forward to Aisling on her 6:30 starts, though. 6:40.
Yeah, 5 years time.
6:55.
I'm going to start doing that now. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll do that.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Coming to Ireland this June, it's Troy Sivan and Rush on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Are you going?
I'd hope to. I'd love to go, yeah. I don't think it's sold out just yet.
Oh, is it not?
Sorry, I'm here too and I'm actually going.
Are you going to Troy Sivan?
Yeah, you didn't even look at me when you said are you
Emma's
going?
Emma's a massive fan of Troy Sivan.
Yeah, well, I'm cool too.
Yeah.
And I actually bought a ticket for Troy Sivan.
I'm so sorry.
I'm surprising you every day.
She has a chip on her shoulder after coming back.
I don't know what's going on.
Like, how dare you both be friends without me?
Stop talking to each other.
I'm here too.
Oh, I love it. Okay, I'll talk to both of you. I want to tell you both about this because...
Dave, look at me.
Do you remember a couple of months ago you were telling me about a Facebook page called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yes. Remember you were telling me about this?
Yeah.
And I just thought this was so interesting. If you don't know, this is a group that only girls can get into on Facebook. Believe me, I've tried. And the point being is what it says in the tin. Girls post a picture of a guy they're dating to see if anyone has dated him or if anyone is currently dating him and to see if he's okay and normal and hopefully not a psycho. This girl from Boston, Massachusetts, her name is Aisling, right? She put it into said group chat or said group on Facebook asking if anyone has, not asking if anyone was currently, you know, dating this guy that she's seeing or whatever, but actually to find her husband.
Wow.
She was asking, had anyone seen her husband? She said she was with this guy, married him, had kids, and then the last year, while she was pregnant, he decided being a husband and a dad wasn't the lifestyle he wanted anymore. Not good, man. Not good. He ghosted.
What?
Ghosted. Didn't say anything to her. Wasn't
ghosted
like,
his wife.
Ghosted his wife and his kids.
And his kids.
Ghosted his kids.
Apparently, dude, right, had a restaurant with, like the kind of, not really a family restaurant, but he had a restaurant that he worked in Massachusetts.
Ghosted his restaurant as well.
Well, this is the thing. He had the restaurant and he basically told everyone, hey, you should get gift cards for the restaurant. And so everyone was like, okay, and bought a load of gift cards. He took the money, closed the restaurant, and dipped.
Boyo!
Honestly, not good.
Oh my God.
He has one baby that he hasn't seen in a year, and one he's never even met.
Oh.
Right? He's moved out of the States, apparently. He changed his phone number, his name. She posted photos of him, said he's British and very charming and probably working in the hospitality sector because he's a chef. Mm. Right? This guy was actually on like a TV show about being a chef only a couple of years back as well.
Like when they were together.
Yeah, so he's kind of well known. Like, especially, you can't really be on a TV show in America and not be known.
He's like slightly recognisable.
He's slightly recognisable. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
What I saw when this post first went to Twitter in the last couple of days, it instantly just went...
It was insane. Within 24 hours, basically, the internet went mental.
Amazing.
She said, if anyone could let her know, she wants to find him, not to like give him any hate, not to give him any stick. She just wants him to sign divorce papers. That's all she's looking for.
Fair. I'm sure she'll give him hate and stick in the process. But
as I said, within 24 hours, the internet banded together to find this fella and found him, right? Within 24 hours, some girl basically commented saying she matched with him on Bumble a couple of days ago.
Oh, God.
Right? And, like, put this in the comments and stuff. He's living in Texas, apparently. She's got more than enough info to find him, which is good. And get him to sign those divorce papers. Also, apparently someone sent her a video of someone who looks very much like him doing karaoke very poorly. And she was like, that's not him, but so sorry for you who did this karaoke video and now your video is out
viral.
There.
Oh,
got it for everyone to see.
Producer Callum.
I've just done a few stats there. So you said that he was originally in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
He's gone to Texas.
Yeah.
That is nearly 2,000 miles away, a 30-hour drive.
Oh, my God.
So it's not like he's gone next door.
Yeah.
No,
he's moved halfway across the country.
Oh, God.
He couldn't do this in Ireland.
No, not
You'd
really.
Have to go up and down to Donegal 4 times.
This will really put her off.
Oh, damn it, I'm back in Dublin.
But yeah, there you go. She posted an update saying, guys, this is absolutely insane. I figured maybe someone in my area was still in touch with him, but I absolutely did not expect this. The whole internet banded together. Robert and like single
moms. That's
mams.
Old school.
Yeah, it
internet,
really is
isn't it?
Old school Facebook kind of vibe. But all these single moms banded together to find this dude.
Legends.
And I just thought it was so, so cool. She again said she didn't want to wish him any type of ill will. She just wants him to sign divorce papers, move on with her life.
Yeah.
But I'd imagine this fella is about to become a real villain.
Public enemy number one.
Isn't he? Right?
Oh, like the Netflix producers are over there.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, stop. I didn't even think about that.
Rubbing their hands together.
Someone's
ready.
Working on a podcast behind the scenes.
Well, I don't understand how you, as girls, do this. Like, how do you find him? That's the most insane thing.
Is that the insane thing?
That's the insane thing.
Oh, I love that you're asking me and Ash this as if we were the ones chasing
him. No, I know, but
what if I was to say to you, I don't understand how you men ghost your wives and children.
No, that's absolutely understandable. I actually just physically don't understand how you search for these people. Like, how do you know what to search? How do
I
you
don't
know?
There must be these groups online, like you said. The groups that were closed at the initial part of the story.
But you just know that there was group chats of girls who were like, let's find this terrible person. Yeah. And they went and they were like, okay, I'm going to search this, I'm going to search there. I don't understand how you find them.
We were actually talking about one of those pages when we were on our holidays, because one of my friends is in one of them, the Are We Dating the Same Guy? We were giving out to her for being in it, because we were like, it's a bit of an invasion of privacy on these lads that are being posted. I don't really like it.
I was like, imagine guys had a Facebook page and was like posting
girls.
Photos of girls and being
any
red flags? That's what they all say. All the
you'd
posts.
Be protesting, but you'd be all for that. Is anyone dating this guy?
I don't know. I understand the side of a brain like, oh, girls being there for girls, being like, I hope he's okay and not too like not. Well, an
God forbid, guys be there for guys.
But now when the shoe's on the other foot, I don't like it. It is very hypocritical. Yes,
there needs just to be a page of is this my husband who ran away?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's a man doing karaoke. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Spin. It's 7:30. Good morning. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Aisling is back in the room.
Would anybody like another Vietnamese sweet?
Is it the caffeine one again?
No. So at 7:00, I brought you the first of two Vietnamese sweets that I brought home.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good colleague. And this is the second. This is an unusual looking sweet. It's a peanut coconut candy.
Oh, gross.
Peanut
like
and coconut.
There was
all.
Actually, hit your mic there.
Thanks, Mel.
I chose something that would be a little bit different and a little bit weird for us to try.
Yeah, okay.
There was a lot of coconut.
A lot of plastic-oriented
things Vietnam.
I took it out of a plastic thing and now I'm taking it out of another plastic thing.
Oh, my God, there's a little...
Is there another plastic thing? Oh my God.
It's triple wrap. Oh, that is bad.
Guys, at
Vietnam, come on.
I can't
get
even
it together.
Take the triple wrap off. Are you sure you can't eat the triple wrap?
Oh my God, there are three layers of wrapping on this sweet. It must hold so much goodness.
Oh my God.
I'm scared I'm going to eat
it. It looks like a cream chewit.
But can I just say,
with little bits of peanut in it.
We're taking off this third round of plastic, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's coming off like in bits. I don't think it's meant to come off.
It's coming off in bits as well. Is it eating paper?
All right, Dave, how are you getting on?
I'm not going to eat the whole thing.
Oh, you're eating the paper and all.
It tastes exactly like plastic.
Well, that's because you didn't take the plastic off.
That's because you're eating plastic. Spit it out, please. Come on. Harris, Rag and Bone Man and Lovers in a Past Life on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Your chance to win on the show this morning with Easy Living Interiors. Listen up, a lovely voucher to give away on the show. Quick question though. Dave and Aisling, apart from your bed, where is somewhere you enjoy a nap?
Oh, the train.
Oh, I was thinking of furniture and immediately thought of my couch. But yeah, train is nice.
I don't think you can get trains in Easy Living Interiors.
No, you can't. No. Well, you might, maybe a kid train bed.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe so.
I enjoy the couch.
It's the rocking motion for me. Do you know what I mean?
That's what
gets you going.
Do you know what I'd love? An L couch.
I'd love an L
couch. Oh my God. When I have an L couch, I'll be set.
When we were younger, my parents got an L couch, and on each end of the L was a recliner.
Oh wow. That's almost like a U couch.
It was almost like a circle at times. It was fantastic.
That is unreal.
And I used to always think when I was younger, and I was like four, like eating my popcorn, looking at my granddad asleep on his armchair. I'm like, how are you asleep sitting up, man?
Yeah.
Just don't even.
The thought of Emily at 4 years old.
So happy.
How you sleep, man?
I'm literally munching away my popcorn, my little toy horse in hand, going, how is this man asleep sitting up? And you know what I've realised? You just need a good, comfy armchair.
Yeah, right. You can sleep
in
an armchair.
I could sleep upside down. I would be very happy. You could get whatever you like at Easy Living Interiors. their home interiors home event and garden sale. Summer is a coming in and all that. It's on right now in their stores in Sandyford, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park. Big savings on all collections, including sofas, dining, bedroom and garden accessories too.
Yeah, and every single day on the show, we got a €200 voucher to you to spend at Easy Living Interiors, and all you have to do is play a really, really easy quiz.
I love the easy quiz.
Same.
20 seconds on the clock. You got to answer five really easy questions in that time. We're talking, what's 1 + 1? All right.
7.
25. So if you want to register to play the really easy quiz now, you got to WhatsApp us over the word quiz now with your name and location to 087-711-1038. That's the hardest part of this whole thing.
Yeah.
The rest
it's a spell
is actually
quiz.
Yeah.
Totally less effort than that. A €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors to go. Quiz in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Woo!
Ariana Grande, this is We Can't Be Friends. Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Matthew's on to give the lash this morning. How are you?
Ah, good. How you going on? You all right?
Grand. Where are you? You're on the roads.
I'm on the motorway now, on the M50.
Where are you going? Are you off to work, Matthew?
Yeah, off to work.
What
now,
do you do?
Apprentice electrician.
Apprentice electrician. Very good.
Oh, so you're in training.
In training.
I'd say you could literally probably look at a diary and have the next 2 years filled up with work easy, could you, at the moment?
If you want to. If you weren't lazy like me, you could.
How are the Snickers looking this morning, Matthew?
Oh, yeah, what colour are they?
It's all right. It's Tuesday. They're clean enough.
Clean enough. Good
very
job.
Good,
and only Tuesday, yes.
Well, when you're an apprentice, you need to have the clean Snickers. That's kind of part of the gig.
You have to impress. We're about to play the very easy quiz for you to win a €200 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Are you good to go?
Good to go, whenever you are.
Okay, how do you spell the word cat?
C-A-T.
What currency do we use?
Euro.
Yeah.
What's 10 times 10, Matthew?
100.
Yeah.
What animal goes quack, quack?
Duck.
What day comes after Saturday, Matthew?
Sunday.
Just like that. He's got 5 out of 5, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo! Doesn't the easy quiz, Matthew, make you feel so smart?
Yeah, I know. Buzzing
like,
now.
You can go into work today and say, I was on spin this morning doing a quiz and I got every question.
I got 5
right.
questions.
I got 5 out of 5 left.
5 out of 5.
And I had loads of time left on the clock.
Yeah, you had like 4 seconds left there, Matthew.
Basically, the chase.
You should be a mathematician as opposed to an electrician.
Matthew, a €200 voucher for Easy Living Interiors is yours. Get yourself something nice and thank you for listening to us.
Yes, thanks, Philip.
See you, Matthew. Bye.
Talk to you later. Another chance for you to win with Easy Living on this show tomorrow morning, same time after 7:30. Now though, it's Ed Sheeran teaming up with our very own Denise Chyla on Two Step here at Spin.
I had a bad week.
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jax Jones and Martin Solveig's All Day and Night here at Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning.
I gave you one job. I said, please, dear God, when I go away, give somebody this week in Corfu. And here we are playing the golden ticket yet again with a week in Corfu. I used good for anything. Just get anything done while I was away. 7 nights.
Aisling Bonner.
No. We have a lot to fill you in on.
We do. We've
You're
an awful
joking
lot to fill
me
you
with regards to the
Oh, you set me up with this. You set me up.
We have
no
a
way.
Lot, a lot to tell you regarding all things golden ticket.
You did miss out on a lot over the last week.
Oh, now I have FOMO. Why'd you give it away when I was gone?
I can't. We can't tell you anything, but we will tell you everything after 8.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Bit of a spoiler, Aisling, but we do need to tell you about the next massive 3-in-1 prize. Woo. On the golden ticket.
Chips, curry, sauce and rice.
What's happening out there, Emily?
Good morning, guys. Starting off on the M50.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Rise and shine.
Hello, good morning. It's the 9th of April. It's just 3 minutes after 8. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. And Aisling is back, everybody.
Woo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Full crew.
Full squad, full compliment.
Was anyone busy last night? Anyone do anything fun?
No, I watched Netflix and... Oh, I got a Chinese. It was great.
I had a big bowl of pasta because I was pasta deprived when I was in Asia.
Why pasta?
I was like, I need pasta. It's been 10 days.
Do they not have pasta in Asia, no?
No, well, we were kind of trying to eat the local cuisine. We did get
fair.
Pizza, though, for breakfast one morning.
Very nice.
Pizza for breakfast?
Yeah, it was a rough morning.
Oh, look, she's on her holidays. Go wild.
Yeah, do whatever you want to do. Well, lots of people were doing a bit of work for all of us, being very selfless for all of our Ireland who didn't go to this, because a very rural parish in County Wexford organised a mass last night to pray together for an improvement in the weather.
I love that.
So I would like to say to anybody who showed up to St. Bridget's Church in Kilrush and parish priest Father Joseph Power last night at 7:30, thank you, because already this morning it's a huge amount better than it was
yesterday. Oh my God, legend. So,
well done.
Thank you.
It was a bit cold. It was a bit cold.
It was actually freezing when I went in this morning, so they might need to hold another.
Maybe so.
Look, maybe they're just praying to get rid of the rain.
Maybe they're only praying for Tipperary.
Yeah, it's Wexford.
Wexford.
Speaking to the Irish Farmers Journal, Father Power said, one of my parishioners who is very concerned at the weather and its effect on people locally requested that I say a mass. I'm happy to do so.
Love that.
So there you go. Here's to hoping that... They've put it out there now.
Quite biblical, isn't it? Like, but like, do you remember they used to pray?
Because it kind of is weather.
Yeah, but like they used to pray for the rain, and now we're praying. Like, will you please stop?
No more rain.
No more rain. Give us a bit of a tan.
Like, God's like, I never got this one before. So weird.
Stick around. The golden ticket is not on the way, but we have news for you next.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You'll notice, obviously, at this time we normally play the golden ticket. We will be playing it tomorrow, but first. Dun-dun-dun-dun. I think we need to bring our Aisling Bonner up to speed on all things she's missed on the show over the last few weeks, and there has been quite a bit, Dave.
What we noticed that when someone's away for a week, oh my God, a hell of a lot of things happen. I remember I came back from holidays for 1 week and we were doing a full-blown musical.
Yeah, I really don't know what you're going to bring to me here now, but I'm glad it's finally happening. It's been a weird hour where I'm like, and how's it all with this? Can't say anything
yet. We'll tell you in a second.
Oh God.
When you left the show, what was the big things going on?
Okay, well, I distinctly remember that the week that I left the show, big news on the show was that Emma was followed on Instagram by the incumbent Taoiseach, Simon Harris.
Oh, yeah.
And we were trying to bait Simon Harris to send you a DM.
Yeah.
And it's been on the tip of my tongue to ask all morning for an update. And I had to block myself. I actually had to mute all the spin accounts because I said, I don't want any spoilers.
Listen, I'm just going to stop you there. We haven't had an update.
No.
Zero
crack.
Yeah.
Zero
You're
crack.
Joking.
Listen, he's a busy man today. Today's the big day for him. So hopefully in the coming weeks when things calm down a little bit, he might reply to Callum's email because we did follow up at this stage.
When he wants a bit of press, he'll come to us.
Did he look at the bikini picture of Dave?
I'm sure he did.
There was over 7,000 views on it in the end because it obviously popped off and Dave looked so fit.
Off.
So I couldn't find him. There was too many.
Lads.
Okay. Little quiz for you on things you've missed on the show. Number one, Aisling, what do you think is going on in this clip with Dave and myself? Why are we making these noises?
Ooh. Olé! Oh. This was a real low point on the show for me.
I was really happy.
It definitely sounds like you're pretty into it.
I was really enjoying this bit.
Okay, given that we always play the golden ticket now, I'm guessing that maybe the potential person who won the golden ticket was Spanish, and this was the moment they were going into song 5.
Ah, very clever.
That's very good, but it's not. That was on the back of a story doing the round, sad for you as a vegetarian, that plants actually scream while they're being picked. So we were predicting what different veg would sound like when they're getting harvested.
Very fun. Oh, very good.
Guess who brought that to the show?
That's me.
I love it.
Aisling, why did Katie send in this voice note?
And I will happily foot the bill and have him come in and I will wax him live.
Oh. Dave has a hairy arse. Lower back. Way lower than his
Dave's
back.
Got a hairy nothing. No. Basically, I was struggling on a question in the girly quiz. And apart from shaving some other methods of hair removal and... Katie offered her services, basically. So we were talking about hair removal services and I said about like shaving and waxing. And she said, why doesn't he come in, do the girly quiz and we'll wax him while he does it?
That's a fantastic idea.
And
Katie's obviously not a big fan of me at all.
And so that's exactly what we intend to do very soon.
Every wrong answer, we
Fantastic. Aisling, what do all these items have in common?
Pint glasses. Forks and knives. A pizza tray. Giant pub jug. Slippers. Three pink cowboy hats. Shopping trolley.
Things Dave doesn't know how to use.
Very close.
Okay.
No, things I've woken up to in my house.
Stop.
From my housemates. Yeah. Last week was a shopping trolley.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. We're back in first year of college.
Yes, we are.
Love it.
And then the last one, Aisling. What caused us to have this reaction yesterday?
Yeah! Yeah! Ah, I have so much FOMO. That has to be the winner of the golden ticket. Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Yes, Aisling, it happened yesterday in your absence. We joked, as we always do when someone's off. Can we give this away before Emma, Dave, or Aisling get
and
back?
We actually did it.
Oh, my God, on my last day.
On your last day. Lauren got it in 24 seconds, every single song and artist, and
wow.
She is off to Corfu, which means we have a brand new prize.
Guys, this is so sad, but I have goosebumps. I know. Just listen to her joy.
Song 5 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
A thief in the night came, took everything you gave.
Turn the candy on, my friend! Stop the clock! Yes! Yes! So excited.
Oh my God,
we were
what
buzzing.
A scream.
It was
That's
unbelievable.
Unreal.
Now, you
well
know what
done.
That means, Aisling. We have a brand new prize to tell not just you, but everybody about this morning.
Oh my God, I have no idea what the prize is.
Well, we
Trust
said,
me.
We
and
did
I would
say yesterday a little bit of a 3-in-1, and it is not the rice, chips and curry sauce. It's not.
Although, honestly, I would play for that.
It honestly sounds great.
I would recommend you take out your phone now, open your WhatsApp and get ready to send the word golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-103 because you are going to want to win this epic prize. Hear it spin. And fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling, we want to sort your entire summer of festivals.
Oh, that's class.
Yep.
Oh, that's
if you,
nice.
If you are our next winner of the golden ticket, you'll be winning a pair of tickets to Sea Sessions.
Donegal.
Bundoran, 21st to the 23rd of July. Camping featuring Keane DeCrow, Jazzy, BLK, Jake Bug and loads more, but that's just one of three.
Ah, stop.
Prize two of three is your tickets to Longitude, Marley
Woo!
Park, 29th and 30th of June. You got Doja Cat, 21 Savage, Becky Hill, Joel Corry, and so many more. And then.
No. Oh, this. I'm not going to say this better not be let down.
If you are our next winner of the golden ticket, you will also win your camping tickets.
Come on.
For you and a friend. For Electric Picnic!
Yes!
Woo! And line up to be announced.
16th to 18th of August, though. 16th
Literally
to 18th of August.
Literally anybody could be playing.
It's in Strad
Valley. That is so cool.
That's happening a couple of weeks earlier than usual this year as well, so hopefully the ground will be a little bit warmer for your sleepy body.
Better for the teachers as well.
Yeah.
It's not the first week back to school.
I told you in the last couple of days that this is my personal dream prize as someone who just adores this time of year and looking forward to this time of year. Golden in a WhatsApp. We kick off the brand new round tomorrow for your chance to win Sea Sessions tickets,
Longitude tickets, and Electric Picnic tickets.
Guys, well done. You've sorted a great prize.
Thank you. You should go away more often.
You had a busy day
stuff
yesterday.
Stuff gets done.
087-711-1038. Be the first player and hopefully the winner within 24 hours of our brand new golden ticket prize.
Woo!
We play tomorrow after 8 here on Spin.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Hi Ash.
Guess who's back?
Back again. I'm just back from my trip to Vietnam with my friends. I had the best time ever. It was really, really fun.
It looked unreal.
Yeah. I went with 5 friends from secondary school. We've been friends for like, I don't even want to count how many years. And we just know each other and we get each other, and a few of them live in different countries. So it was so nice to get the gang together. We had a ball. For post-holiday blues, I will give a recommendation before I tell you about Vietnam. Create the longest and most arduous route home for yourselves and you won't really have the blues when you return.
That's actually a really good shout.
I think door to door my trip home was 34 hours.
Oh
Why?
My
leaving,
God.
From leaving the hotel on the last day to arriving to my house yesterday evening.
Was it worth it in terms of, did you save a good bit on this?
Did I save money on this like route?
Just because you decided to take 34 hours to get home.
Yeah, it definitely was like the cheapest option. And I think it was just like, I was being very economical with annual leave as well. So I think that also constrained me a little bit.
Fair.
The main issue with it was that we had a 9-hour layover in Paris. So we got to Paris yesterday morning at 7 a.m. and then couldn't leave until 4 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was kind of grim. But we did go into Paris and we got both a crepe and a croque monsieur in 2 hours.
A croque monsieur?
Yeah, we basically went into the city, went to a crepe place, immediately walked to a place for a croque monsieur, walked to Notre Dame, back.
So, as in you got a crepe and then you went and got crocs. That's what's...
Croque monsieur. It's like a sandwich, like a cheesy sandwich with bechamel. It's
I've never heard of that either.
What? Oh my God, you uncultured swine. But enough about Paris. I have to tell you about Vietnam. So we had about 10 days there in Vietnam, which is not a lot of time for the long journey. But look, that was what we had to play with. The main takeaway from this trip is that I come home a changed woman.
Oh.
And I come home a biker girl.
Oh no.
That is because I am now a girl who has sat and rode on the back of a bike.
I was wondering what was all with the black leather and
and the teardrop tattoo on my cheek.
And the balaclava and everything.
Yeah, we did this kind of like excursion. It was like a 3-day thing called the Haja Loop. Cool. And it was so cool. It was like all on bikes. We were like a proper gang and we all had like an easy rider, which was like a local guy who was like driving the bike. Even so, I was still absolutely bricking it heading off. We were all so nervous. We had like the elbow pads, the knee pads, the helmet. Sure, by the last day I was sitting back eating a flapjack on my phone. I was taking videos. It was so much fun.
The confidence builds, holding on to this poor local lad.
Yeah, literally. Start by the end, I was like, go faster, buck. I can handle it. But the big kind of thing that you notice when you're in Vietnam and in the cities and stuff, I know you've been there, Emma, is the bikes
everywhere.
Everybody is driving a motorbike. They're driving a motorbike up on the right side of the road. They're driving a motorbike up the wrong side of the road. They're driving motorbikes on the paths. Yeah. They're driving motorbikes everywhere.
I remember when I landed in Vietnam in Ho Chi Minh the first time and I ordered a taxi and I was like, a car. I was like, big mistake. You won't get anywhere today.
Of course.
Bikes rule.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody is on a bike. The bikes are going this way and that and they're everywhere and it's so loud.
Why is there no regulations? Why is there no like...
Oh, this place is like...
Lawless.
Claim.
The RSA would have a field day.
Oh my God. Yeah. But it's kind of like... organized chaos in a way. It's just we didn't witness any crashes or anything.
They're
they just get out of the
they're
way of each other.
Yeah,
yeah they're so they beep to like announce their arrival. So they're just beeping the whole time. I'm here. I'm coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
A huge big crossroads even would just be loads and loads of beeps. Is it?
Yeah.
I'm just accounting for myself.
Yeah, I'm just coming.
And watch me.
Yeah.
I did notice that in Dubai as well, that people beep not to say get out of the way or what the hell are you doing, but it's more like hi, I'm here and I'm gonna overtake you.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not stopping.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Just deal with it. But the main thing with them having the bikes is obviously that because that's their main mode of transport, that's the way that they transport goods and things. So I started about halfway through the holiday to make note of a list of things that I saw carried on the back of a bike. Mm-hmm. And it was exhaustive and hilarious. So now I bring you the list of things I saw people carrying on the back of a bike in Vietnam.
Excellent. Right up my street.
Number one, an amp.
Oh, an amp.
A
full amp.
Was it playing music?
Nope, just an amp. Just an unplugged amp. Number two, a working boiler. And when I looked closer, with a lit flame inside.
Oh my God.
A lit flame on the back of a bike.
Fantastic.
A boiler for like a house.
Yeah, like,
oh my God.
Or whatever they would use a boiler for.
That's insane.
Yeah. A lady carrying two trays full of food
on a bike.
It was kind of like Deliveroo, but like it's on plates.
Wow. She was on the back of a bike, was she?
She was on the back of the bike carrying two plates of food.
It's actually phenomenal how they adapt to bike living and what they can do.
The balance is insane.
In Thailand, I saw full on families. Like, I was like, that baby cheese.
Yeah. I saw a table.
You saw the baby cheese.
I saw a table on the back of a bike.
A table?
A full table on the back of a bike.
Imagine the people that would get knocked out by that if it's like out the way.
Oh, yeah. No wire. Load stickers on this. A toilet, including the bowl, lid, and cistern.
Oh,
someone was just carrying a straight toilet on the back of the bike. Don't know.
It's just in case, like, they needed to go.
Suppose so. A dishwasher.
Wow.
A door. Said that. One pig.
A pig.
Two goats. And a family of five.
Wow.
Wow.
A full family of five.
On one bike.
On one bike.
How's that possible?
Two children in between the front legs of the driver.
Okay.
One person on the back holding a baby.
Wow. It is incredible. Yeah.
It was a wild place.
And I'm very fascinated about the pig. Who was holding the pig?
Nobody. The pig was...
on the bike on its own, was it?
On the bike, at the back, in a box.
Wow.
It wasn't great now. Crazy place.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible place.
I'll stick to Lanzarote.
Do you have a scar? If you have a scar, drop us over a WhatsApp. 087 07711103 is the number. And just write, I have a scar. We'll do the rest of the work this morning.
Technically, I do have a scar.
Dave,
he's pointing at his tattoo.
That's not a scar.
It is on my body. Mm-hmm. It is permanent and I was not born with it.
It is ink. And you asked for it. You paid for it.
The reason this is even in my mind is I have a nearly 5-year-old niece and she was asking me about the scar on my baby finger over the weekend. And I was reminiscing on when I was about her age, maybe a little bit older, me and my friend Ursula were out on our bikes one day. You know the usual crack. Let's go down this hill as fast as we can and hopefully not hit into a wall at the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Brakes failed halfway down, so I try and veer as much as I can to avoid wall at bottom. Go through a fence and my handlebar... My little finger is stuck between the handlebar and the fence.
Ah!
Gross!
And again, that had to kind of be removed with skin.
Blech.
So I have a little scar on my baby finger from that. And I was like, I have a load of them. I've got one under my lip. Can you see it there?
Yeah.
From a car crash. I have one on my...
Sorry, go back.
Yeah.
Not a serious car crash then.
Well, it was serious enough. I was going out with a guy and it was a very rainy day and we had a little collision and the glass shattered. I went into my lip.
Oh God, my Emma.
That was a great crack.
And you are a survivor.
Yeah, you really
and
are.
And then my final scar that this one I'm really proud of because it's so nostalgic to the time. Do you remember when the real skinny eyebrows were in?
Yeah.
And I plucked my eyebrows so excessively that I scarred a little bit under my left
eyebrow.
Oh my God.
From plucking my eyebrows. Don't do that if they ever come back into fashion. Leave your lovely eyebrows alone.
I'm worried that I have scars on me that I just don't know about.
Yeah, you're covered in scars,
Dave.
Yeah,
I probably have loads of them. There is one there and I'm worried. I'm like, what's that from?
Burns as well are a big one. You'd often get like a burn if you're pulling something out of the oven.
Yeah,
and
fair.
Oven
yeah.
Let you down or something. So do you have a scar? Get in touch. I have a scar on WhatsApp. 087-711-103. Leah, what's your scar? How did you get it and where is it?
I have it on my chest and it's from a heart operation.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Do you have a new heart?
No, I have the same heart, just a bit
better.
Juggled up.
Fair play. When did you have your heart operation?
I had it when I was a week old. So I'm, what age am I now? 23. So yeah, I was a week old when I got the surgery.
Wow. And it's still there.
And does the scar just grow with you?
Yeah, like... I don't really know. Like, it just kind of goes down my chest. And, like, it's a bit of a weird scar. It's got kind of, like, holes and everything in
it.
Like,
cool. My friend has this.
In my chest. It's weird.
My friend has this. And it's almost like you almost have multiple belly buttons where she has it. Like, it's funny.
That's so cool.
It's exactly like that,
Does it make you feel really badass, Leah?
It doesn't. Yeah. Like, good. I mean, like, when people ask and then I explain, they're kind of like, oh, fair play to you.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm a warrior.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Leah.
Appreciate it, Leah. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. So come on, let us know. We want to hear your scar stories this morning at Spin with Emma, Dave and Ash.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Do you have a scar? Number one, get in touch if so on WhatsApp. And number two, how did you get it? Holly's on. What's your story?
On my bum.
Oh,
your scar's on your bum. How did you get it, Holly?
Bum scar.
I sat on a hair straightener on holiday.
Wow.
The pain. You know, I have a scar on my neck from the exact same thing. It was from a curler.
And Holly, was it on?
It was on. I was in Ibiza and my friends were doing their hair. Threw the hair straightener on the bed and I sat down on it and actually they had to pull it off me.
Oh, God. Like a sticker.
No.
And I bet you still went out and I beat it that night, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's probably why you have the scar.
Yeah. It's your own fault, Holly.
Holly, thank you very much for that.
No problem.
See you, Holly. Bye.
Thanks a million. Fergal's also standing by. Where did you get your scar, Fergal?
I got it over in Tenerife. Got my keys to my apartment, so I try to hop the fence and slipped and got it under my arm.
Oh, God, that's sore.
Top of a fence or something under the arm, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, not good.
Like, not good at all.
Is it a big, gnarly looking scar, though? Is it cool?
It's cool. Unfortunately, you can't see it because it's under my arm.
Damn it. That may be best place for a scar.
Yeah. Very true.
Under the arm. Yeah,
if anyone ever needs to reach something high, just arm up in the air, Fergal. Show that beauty off.
Show it off.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
See you, Fergal.
Thanks a million, Julia. Julia's been on as well. You have a scar too, Julia. Where is it and how did you get it?
I do. It's on my, like, the top of my leg.
Okay.
I had a bad fall off a horse a few years ago.
Oh, you're right up Emma's street.
Femur.
Good morning.
Talk to our resident horse girl, Emma.
Chat to me. What's your land on?
Well, I fell off and my leg hit a fence.
Okay.
So I actually broke my leg. So that's how I have the scar from getting surgery to get it fixed.
Very good. Yeah. I only broke my collarbone off a horse. No scarring. I was very disappointed. I wanted a horsey scar. So no joy. No joy.
Hey, I'll have to go up again.
Where are you? In an arena?
Just in an arena, yeah.
Okay, grand. Yeah.
Not good crack.
Tell me this. I'm gonna give you a really unpopular opinion here, Julia, and you're not going to like me for it. You have a scar from an operation. It's a fake scar.
David.
Sorry, it's a fake scar. It is.
That's not true, Julia. That's not true. You're a badass horse girl. I love it. Thank you.
I still do horse riding to this day. I couldn't wait to get back.
Oh, fair play.
Back on the horse.
Yeah, back on the horse.
Built of tough stuff.
Yeah.
Fair play. Cheers, hon. Bye-bye.
See you, Julia.
I'm starting to feel so left out about the lack of scars on my body. I feel like everybody in Dublin has a scar except for me. When did we all decide to get scars?
I don't think you tend to get scars too much for musicals, do you?
No. I can deck you if you want.
Yeah, right here in the nose.
I'm still thinking of Leah as a baby getting that big heart operation and now having the scar. Ashley's standing by. Do you have a scar as well, obviously, yes?
So it's not as exciting as Leah's one, but... it's on my arm, and I was at a dance society night out, and someone scratched me with their nail extensions.
That's disgusting. Yeah. That's awful. And it actually scarred you.
Yeah, and it was about 2 years ago. It's still there.
There must have been blood, Ashley, was there?
Yeah, and no one would believe me. I was like, oh, guys, it's so sore. And everyone was like, give over.
It's just a scrape of a nail. And come here, if you were in a dance society, did you pop and lock it too hard and she was jealous? Was it an intentional scrape?
Yeah, well, it was kind of in one of those, it sounds like real cringe, but it was in one of those, you know, circles of, like, we were all around and everyone was going and doing their own dance
thing. Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Like a dance off.
A dance off is what you were in, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Injured in dance off.
Sorry. That is interesting. You literally got nail scraped by a nail extension and have a scar at a dance off.
Yeah. That's like New York gang type stuff.
Yeah.
You are a badass, Ashley. And you tell everyone you got your scar from a dance off. From a nail. Not from a nail. Don't tell them that story. That's embarrassing. Don't say that one.
Absolutely.
See you, Ashley.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
087-711-1038. Share your stories with us if you like this morning. And voice notes, obviously. That might be handier for you to share your stories.
Unless you have a scar on your voice.
Maybe.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
If you have a scar, and how did you get it? And where is it, of course? Craig.
Oh, so it's a funny one. So when the wheelie bins first came out, we were all kids. And we were having a race on the road. And my stepdad thought it would be funny to close the bin and sit on the lid. And my ear got caught in it.
Your ear?
My ear, yeah. So it sliced open. I had to get a glue back together. So I have a bogey left ear now.
Oh, no way. You've got like a bit of a fake ear.
No, it's just glued together, but every time it's cold, it gets like numb.
Oh, no way, Craig.
Your ear was caught in a wheelie bin.
Oh my God. I didn't know where that story was going when you started, when wheelie bins first came into the thing. I was like, well, where the hell is this going?
How old is Craig? 150.
However, I think that might be our most badass story yet, Craig.
And I fit in the bin perfect.
Yeah.
Not perfect enough. Your big ears are sticking.
Listen, thanks for that, Craig. Talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you. Wake up.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Kind of caffeine in my coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Dave. Aisling.
Hello. How are you? It is Tuesday, the 9th of April. You're on Fully Charged on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning. Welcome back, Ash, as well.
Thank you.
Last week, I was telling Emma that I was going to get my car fixed. Basically, it's been scraped for about 2 years now, just at the side of it, and it's just rotten looking. So I went to go and get it fixed, and I got a really good price for it. I nearly bit his hand off when he told me the price, right?
Well, you shouldn't do that. He might give you the good price.
But anyways,
I hate that I'm back.
Hate that you're back. Yeah. So he gives me his business card and he's like, here, ring me on Monday.
Yeah.
Right? This was last week. He's like, ring me on Monday and we'll sort a date. I don't know if you've ever tried to call a car garage before. They do not answer their phones.
And you can understand in a way why, because how can they hear anything?
Also, yeah, they're too busy under cars.
Have you ever like in a car garage and you're like, phone's ringing?
Yeah. Yes.
Phone's still ringing.
It takes you like 10 minutes to find the fellow when you go to a car garage.
So annoying, right? Yeah. So I rang them 9 times, okay? 9 times before I realised this is the wrong number.
Oh, for God's
sake. Oh, no.
I thought it was one of those kind of like free phone numbers where it was just ringing because it started with 490. And I was like, he's after forgetting to put the 01, isn't he? On his business card. Look at the number. Right? There's no 01.
No, there's no 01.
It's just, here's the number. You presume you have to put 01 at the start.
Sorry, Dave. Did you ring a number that started with 490?
Callum will tell you this.
He's English. He doesn't know numbers.
No, but I was going to say, if we want to ring tech in this company, you ring like 541 or something like that.
Because it's internal.
No, you ring it from your mobile.
You don't ring business in Ireland that doesn't start with...
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No. Okay, Dave, you're wrong.
Damn it.
You ring it from a mobile because we use, and this is really boring, so sorry.
No, but it's just internal lines, right?
Yeah, but we use a system that works on our mobile that connects us through to the internal service.
Oh.
So tech here is 555.
Yeah.
If you rang that...
telling everyone.
Well, no one else can ring
it. But you have to ring it through a certain app.
You have to ring it through our app in the business.
Oh. Yeah, you don't be ringing it on your bloody...
I was wondering why it never worked for me.
You rang a number that started with 490.
So I rang up this number. I was like, 490, 476. I rang it 9 times and never went through. And I was like, what's going on? And then I was like, I'll add the 01 and it went through.
A note to business owners. People are thick. So pop the old one.
That's good to be back.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It is the brand new Q.
It is the brand new Q.
Every 3 months on the show is a brand new quarter. And we decide that we are going to put forward our goals for the next quarter.
Yes. As you are probably doing in your line of work wherever
exactly.
you are.
Yes, exactly. So we are no different. However,
I did see my friend who runs a business put up an Instagram story yesterday of like the projector out Q1 review.
Oh God.
And I thought, thank God I don't work in that kind of a business. Oh. That would be very stressful.
And then you remembered that you do.
Well, you do.
And we're about to do it right here, right
well, that's
now.
That's true.
So every 3 months we decide to come up with some Q goals and see if we actually went through with our goals from the previous Q.
Yeah, and if we completed them. Naturally, we're deep already into Q2 of the year. Ashling was away, so we're only getting into this on the 9th of April. It's
Thank
shocking.
You guys. Thank Apologies. You guys for holding on
and
this.
No problem.
I would have been devastated to miss the quarterly meeting.
Yeah, and the KPIs.
And the GDPRs. Yeah.
Just to say, we normally forget what we promised to do.
Oh, yeah, we haven't a clue.
This is news to us. So obviously on the 8th of January, let's go back to then. This was one of my goals for Q1 of 2024. Pull off an epic 90th birthday party successfully for my grandmother, Phyllis.
Ah, you did do that. Well done.
I aced it.
You
Spot
did.
On.
She described it as one of the best days of her life. It was excellent.
I think on behalf of the business, we say yes, you completed that.
Thank you very much. Number two was this, to become a minimalist. In the words of Idina Menzel, it's time to let it go. You don't need 3 grey hoodies. You don't even wear one. Do you know what? I'm going to give myself half of that. Not really, though. I did like give a lot to charity in the last 3 months, and I did give a lot to clothes banks.
Very good.
I threw out 50% of my bed linen.
As the CEO of this endeavour...
Are you? Sorry, that's a big claim to make.
Self-appointed CEO.
I don't want to do it.
I would like to disagree. I do remember a certain Zara sale in which Emma
a
came
Zara
in
Christmas
to work
sale.
Practically every day of a given week, having bought at least 4 items, she repeatedly returned to that sale.
I believe that was before Q1.
Well, if that is the case, then I told myself.
And apparently, this is another one I don't remember, successfully get my vehicle through its NCT next month. I absolutely smashed it.
You did really, really well.
Well done.
This has never happened in our Q goals.
All
Dave.
Right, what in God's name did I say I'd do? God, it's going to be terrible, isn't it? What did I say I'd do? Prioritise leisure moments by revisiting television series renowned for its narrative intricacies, character dynamics and nuanced exploration of suburban life, that is Desperate Housewives. Yes, I did not do that. I watched one season and I was like, nah.
You failed.
I've seen it 900 times.
You let the business down.
I did.
Dave, number two is this for you.
Invest and attain ownership of Sony product PlayStation 5, promoting a balanced work lifestyle dynamic. Didn't do that either.
Oh, Dave.
I don't know why.
You let the business down.
I did. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I didn't do that. Well, I do know why. They're very bloody expensive. But no, I didn't do that either. My apologies, boss.
We'll see if the business can help you out with that one in Q2.
Okay, this is also something that you claimed you'd do.
Cease all disposable vaping activities, fostering a healthier lifestyle and contributing to a personal well-being and no longer contributing to the bank account of Lost Mary.
No! No way did I say that as my Q1 goal.
You did it!
I did that! Woo! Let's go!
Dave is off the vape.
I've been off the vape for a month and I do not remember saying that.
I don't remember that either.
That's brilliant. Unreal.
Well,
oh
this,
my God.
This is great.
It doesn't matter. The other two don't matter.
I didn't get a PlayStation. Oh, oh wow, poor thing. I'm off the vapes.
My lungs are going back to their pit.
Happy day.
Fantastic.
Well done. All right, Ash, this is one thing you committed to.
Introduce into the diet the vegetarian staple of mushrooms. I aim to achieve this through strategic frying to the point that they no longer resemble mushrooms. I did not do that.
You wanted to burn them, basically.
Yeah, in fact, yesterday I was offered a croque monsieur in Paris with mushrooms and I said, no mushrooms, thank you.
Okay. You also claimed this.
See dramatic increase of knitting output in Q1, completing the half-finished jumper, hat and blanket that lie in my wardrobe and introducing the knitting of small stuffed animals. I would like to be able to knit a tiny octopus.
Ah.
Oh, dear. At first I got excited because I did knit 12 Ireland flags for St. Patrick's Day, but I have yet to finish the blanket and the jumper. I did finish the hat, no stuffed animal.
If I had a half point, I'd give it to you here with the noise, but I'll give, just make you feel better.
Thank you.
Like, but half.
It's a half. It's a half. Half. Okay, yeah.
Lastly.
Finally.
I'm doing a musical this quarter. It's going to be on at the end of February / start of March. I have one line in the musical.
Oh, congratulations.
So this goal is to maximise jazz handsing with a return to the stage and deliver my one line with aplomb.
I think we can all say that you absolutely nailed
absolutely
that as well.
Smashed
a
it.
Lot of sinners. That was my line.
Stick around. We are going to set our Q2 goals next on the show, okay?
Get your business jargon in, lads.
Let's go. Okay, serious stuff on the show this morning. We are setting out our goals, like a lot of businesses, of course, at the moment in the last week, have been setting out their goals for Q2 of 2024. Myself and Dave and Aisling just took a visit back to the 8th of January where we set our Q1 goals and all forgot what we had set out, achieved some of them, so it wasn't our worst performing.
It wasn't at all. Shout out to Dave, who's off the vape, and he didn't even know that was a goal.
I didn't even know. I completely forgot I set that as a goal. So yeah,
fantastic.
That was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Okay, so I've gone pretty big for Q2. I think of a false sense of confidence because actually for Q1, for the first time ever, I've actually achieved everything.
Well, as every business knows, Q2 is crucial.
Absolutely.
Q2 is absolutely crucial.
One of my goals is this, and I made a start in this last year, so I'm ready to get serious about a flower bed in my rented garden.
Get in.
Transform an area of our garden into a blooming oasis, providing not only aesthetic beauty, but also promoting biodiversity and supporting local pollinators.
Here, here.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Great for the business.
Number two, 10K training. Train excessively because you're very late getting started to get fit enough to complete the VHI Women's Mini Marathon you signed up to with the goal of running 75% of it. I'll take it.
Is that VHI Women's Mini Marathon in this queue?
It is, darling.
Okay.
It's in June.
It's in the queue.
It's in the queue.
I think you can do it.
And 75%, I think, is fair. I will not be able to run 10K. We will run maybe 6.5 to 7.
And we love percentages in the business.
We do.
Absolutely.
We do. And we like strolls.
Yes.
Yes. Number three is my upcoming trip to New York. I would like to visit at least 15 Sex and the City filming sites in May while dressed as glamorously as Carrie.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Okay, cool.
Probably your most difficult.
Very difficult.
A lot of moving around in heels, but I'm going to try.
I think if you put the work in, you could achieve those Q2 goals.
Thank you, team. I appreciate your enthusiasm.
Okay, on to mine. I would like to show my commitment to my own personal employee well-being and being more sustainable by investing in a Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Providing reusable and high quality hydration solutions to all of my issues.
Wow.
Most of my issues being, I get thirsty. Number two is I would like to increase the level of vitamin D production in my body, which will include an improved mood and enhanced overall well-being. I'll achieve this by going on holiday and getting a tan.
Lovely.
That's very exciting, but also guaranteed win because you're booked. But it's fine. It's fine.
And three, foster team bonding, boost morale and promote a positive workplace culture by going to more comedy gigs on my own and then telling people in work about it.
I'm reusing the jokes.
Absolutely.
Yes, here. I think very it's important. Much. We often forget about company culture. In our queues. They're usually quite selfish.
Aisling, tell me your Q2 goals.
Okay, Q2 goal one. Complete a successful Ishocto 3, Amokto 3 manoeuvre in the hills of Donegal during my Q2 visit to the Gaeltacht.
Oh, very good.
I'm doing a weekend in the Gaeltacht over the Maybank holiday weekend and I want to do the Walls of Limerick dance with some other fellow Irish enthusiasts.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. I thought you'd like that.
We love the Irish language around here.
Goal number two, touch base with my dentist and arrange extraction of lower left wisdom tooth to present said tooth pushing all my other teeth together and causing terrible looking teeth.
You do have nice teeth.
Thank you.
So,
I had braces and those that work is being threatened by misaligned wisdom tooth.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
And my third goal for quarter two, source cheapest batch of Willy straws on the market to be utilised at my first hen party, which I will attend towards the end of quarter two.
Listen, fantastic stuff all around. Well done, team.
Well
fantastic.
Done, team.
I think all very achievable. Sorry, Callum.
Pizza party to celebrate.
We'll circle back again. We'll put a pin in this and we'll revisit them at the start of Q3 on July the 1st.
Absolutely
oh my
amazing.
Goodness. Pizza, please.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Your opportunity now. At this hour of the morning on a Tuesday to win yourself a €200 all one for all voucher and all for a really good cause as well, because this week on the show we're helping you to get to know your nuts.
Yes, testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys, but highly curable when caught early, so the best thing you can do is give them a feel every month, and if something really doesn't feel right, definitely visit a doctor. Don't just hold back and just be like, oh, I'm sure it's fine. It might not be, so go and visit a doctor. Every nut is unique and get to know yours. More info at nutsandbolts.movember.com.
Now, Aisling, obviously you weren't here yesterday.
I wasn't.
And I know it's kind of hard to believe, but we have stepped things up in terms of our vulnerability on the show since you've been away.
Was there any further we could be stepped up with that particular thing?
Well, not just this morning, but all this week on the show. Dave is getting his balls out.
Oh my God.
I am.
And you have to, because I had to do it yesterday and it was awful. You have to feel Dave's balls this morning.
Was it really bad?
It was really bad.
Oh my God, are you okay? I knew there was something off about you today.
I know, yeah. No, it was trying to feel Dave's balls yesterday. It was tough on
okay,
me.
So I'm going to feel Dave's balls.
It's gone a bit far now, lads. just a bit far.
I'm going to put my hand in Dave's ball bag and feel Dave's ball and describe Dave's ball. And what do you have to do?
I'm off the hook today because I did it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's just me today.
Can I just say, she did a great job. So the pressure's on her.
Wow. Okay, listen, our number is 087 711 1038. For your chance to win a €200 one for all voucher, what you have to do is guess what type of sports ball Aisling will be describing. And if you guess correctly, you're in with a shot at winning that €200 one for all voucher this morning.
So, Ash, I'd like to close your eyes now, please.
Okay.
I'm going to take the ball out of my ball bag. I will put it back in a second, but I'm going to just flick it.
Oh, you're going to flick your ball?
Oh, don't flick the ball, Dave. Don't be flicking your balls.
Just a little flick, right? Just a little flick of the ball.
Okay.
A little rub around the ball just to make sure, you know. Oh, yeah, everything seems all right. Everything seems okay. I might even give it a little bounce.
Oh, that's... Okay.
Okay. I'm going to put it back in my ball bag.
And I'm going to put my hand in the ball bag.
And you put your hand back in the ball bag there.
I'll do it for Movember.
How is it in Dave's ball bag this morning, Ash? Is it okay?
It's quite a big bag.
It is.
Oh, right. And the ball's quite small.
I'm a big
guy. Like the ratio of ball to bag is startling. So the ball is quite firm, as you could hear there. I can knock it. It's fitting neatly into one hand, actually. I can close my fingers around it with one hand.
Yeah.
It's almost what I would have expected, to be honest.
You see a lot of parties with cups on a table or something like that, maybe.
So, yeah.
Also, Ash, would you say this ball wouldn't really be squishy or hairy, would it?
No, not at all. In fact, I think it would bounce well off of a sort of... I would love to bounce this ball with a paddle. I don't know what it
or
is
off
about
a table.
It. I really want to bounce it, off a table, off a paddle. That type of thing. That's the ball that I've got in my hand.
Okay. All right. What kind of ball do you think it is this morning? 087 711 103 to €200 voucher to go. All with thanks to Movember on the show this morning. Get in touch.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we're giving you the opportunity to win yourself a gorgeous €200 one for all voucher. And it's all with thanks to Movember, because all this week we're helping you to get to know your nuts.
100%. Testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys, but highly curable, which is good when caught early. So the best thing you can do is give them a feel every month. And if something doesn't feel right, please visit a doctor. Every nut is unique, so get to know yours. I actually didn't know every nut was unique. But there you go.
You thought you'd the same nuts as every lad.
Well, not every lad, but I thought, you know, maybe somewhere across the world, I'd have the same nuts.
A nut brother.
Yeah, a nut brother.
New idea of the show. We have to find Dave's nut brother.
Oh, God. Nutsandbolts.movember.com for all the info. €200 to give away today.
So basically, Aisling, how was the experience that you just had in order for you to get in with a shot at winning? You had to guess what type of ball Aisling was holding. She was feeling Dave's balls.
I took
full clarity.
Yeah, I took a ball out of Dave's ball bag and I was feeling kind of a plasticky small ball. It's quite nice at the touch.
Yep. No judgment, please.
Neil is standing by. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just driving home. They're helping my daughter too, Chris.
Oh, very good, very good.
Fab, okay,
what's the plan for the day, Neil?
I have to do a Nixer on my friend's car.
Oh, very nice.
Fair play.
What are you doing?
What's wrong with it?
Valeting.
Valet.
Oh, that's a nice job.
That's a very nice job. I'd love to just kind of put the earphones in and do a valet job. That'd be great.
I'd love to do an Nixer.
Well, the weather's good. The weather's good today, so I said I'd get it done.
Good shout.
Great day for a Nixer.
Listen, I'm sorry now. We were very cross on the show this morning with Ashton feeling Dave's balls. I'm not sure. I know it's kind of.
Hope you didn't feel too uncomfortable.
It needs to be done, okay? It needs to be done because you need to feel them to make sure they're all right, make sure, you know, everything is okay down there. But she was describing my ball, which when bouncing on a phone sounds like this.
Oh, very good. Very good skill there,
Dave. Thank you. I lost it there, but it's also orange.
Yeah. Ashling, what else could you say about the ball?
I said that the ball would feel good being bounced against a table or a pallet. It's quite small. It fits in the palm of my hand. I can close my fingers around it.
Not very hairy, nothing
firm,
like that.
It's smooth, yeah. Yes.
What do you think, Anil?
It's one of them table tennis ping pong balls.
A table tennis ping pong ball.
You couldn't have been more specific. You are absolutely correct.
Well done, Neil. You've bagged yourself a €200 one for all voucher, all with thanks to Movember.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Neil.
And come here, as we said yesterday, another extra job for you. It's not one of the T's and C's, but remind the lads to check themselves, won't you?
Yeah, when you're doing the valet there, make sure you tell everybody.
Yeah, check yourself there, Neil. Check yourself. All right, Neil, have a great day.
That's grand. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Another chance for you to win with Movember tomorrow on the show. It's nuts and bolts.
Get me ball back here.
.com.
It spins fully charged, recharged.